This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all. In my head with a blue jean girl, burning love, come once in a lifetime. She found me singing by the railroad tracks, took me home, we danced by the moonlight.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Got Michael Kelly sitting in with us for the hour. Good to see you.
Hey, guys.
Chicken Philly steaks.
Cheese steaks.
Nice.
Tried to make them.
Nice.
They were bland, but it was okay.
You know about salt?
Yeah, I didn't do much salt. You know what I did do, though? I went into a Jimmy John's, and I said, can I buy some of your bread?
Huh?
And they were like, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Their bread's pretty good,
fairly
too.
Fairly cheap, too.
Really?
Then they tried to sell me day-old bread, and I was like, okay, I'll take day-old.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, if it's cheap.
It was awesome.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, that's actually a smooth move. I never
that is. That. It's a really good move.
Never in a million years would it have occurred to me to go to Jimmy John's to buy bread.
Yeah, because I was just like, what am I going to do to put these in sandwiches?
They have bakeries, Michael.
You know, well, I mean, because it's a... The chili or the Philly cheesesteak bread is
not Wonder
a
bread.
Hot dog, and it's not. So I was looking for something that would be comparable.
I feel you.
That's why I was there.
Yeah. Should have just had him put some stuff in the middle of it.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I was just like, hey, do you guys make a Philly cheesesteak? Let me have four of those suckers. Instead, I spent an hour chopping things up yesterday.
Yeah. It's like, I made these.
That's funny. Okay, let's talk Super Bowl, but let's do it in a way that's different, I think. And I want to take it in bites. We'll get to the halftime show, which I think there's a lot to extrapolate here just about us and society. But overall, I do this every year because I'm a Super Bowl hater. But I want to talk about why and see if it resonates with anyone. So we talk on the show a ton about gen this and gen that and how they're all different and XYZ and going all the way back. Get all that. We can talk about that a little bit, but that's pretty basic. But to me, people over time, over the course of my lifetime, have become way more performative, way more look at me, pick me. Here, look at my TikTok, look at my car, look at my boobs, look at this, look at that. It's just constant. And I also think that things that bother you about other people are typically things that you can be guilty of. So I'm self-aware enough about that my dad's biggest criticism of me, his biggest yelling at me, was always quit showing your ass. Because I'm a bit of an ass shower. And so...
Literally?
Yeah, sometimes.
And figuratively, yes, both.
So growing up, I was very performative, very, I'm sure, annoying when I'm like 8 or 9 years old and I get a laugh and then I'm just like pumping it. But I had parents who were not, who would say, quit showing off, quit drawing attention to yourself, be a little more humble. And so that's just really ingrained in me. So even at 60, when I find myself feeling like, oh, you're being a little bit much, you're being a little performative, you're aiming the ball a little too much, that's kind of a humble brag. I'm aware of it, and I try to check it because I've been checked my whole life about it. But now it just seems like it's just our stock in trade. It's our new currency. And so to me, the Super Bowl is the embodiment of that. It is the biggest, splashiest, emptiest, most vacuous, showing off everything about it. The 12-hour pregame, the game itself feels different. Halftime, of course, the commercials, and I know we love it, but it hits my gag reflex. It's like pouring a whole sack of sugar into your Kool-Aid glass. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's why it bothers me so much.
Yeah.
Now, on the halftime, I have a different take. Did everyone watch it? Y'all familiar? Okay. Mm-hmm. So Kendrick Lamar, who is a big deal to my kids. Like, Phoebe texted me right afterwards, and she was like, hey, put the Glover Mafia, the Avengers Assemble. I need tickets for Kendrick Lamar in June in St. Louis. Like, I loved his performance. I thought it was great that this Phoebe talking. So, again, generational. But follow me on this. I think the reason people my age, a lot of them, hated it is because it's another sign that we're about to be dead. Because my mom and dad watched the Beatles on Ed Sullivan with my 11 and 14-year-old siblings. They were losing their minds because it was like the cutting edge, brand new, their music. My dad thought Paul McCartney was a woman. It was just noise. The guitars are too loud. I can't understand a word they're saying. Basically, all the things that people, at least on my TikTok, are saying about Kendrick Lamar. So my mom and dad are now gone, and most of their generation is now gone. And if not, they're very, very old. And I'm in the kindergarten of my old age, right? At 60. Like, I just showed up to preschool for being an old guy. It is now my future. And seeing something or someone like Kendrick Lamar, who is so of his time, and the whole revolution, right time, wrong guy, all this stuff, means nothing to me, right? Like, I didn't understand anything he said, but I didn't hate it or get mad about it because it's the Beatles in 1964. It's just this generation's thing that they love partially because we don't understand it. And so, wait a second. So you have some, and so therefore what? Okay. For me personally, when you're faced with that, you have some choices. You can become the 60-year-old who loves Kendrick Lamar. Not a great look, right? Like, so it just makes me want to go, okay, this has happened literally every generation going all the way back. I remember Amy and I were talking about, I think it was the 1904 World's Fair here. They were critical of the last Olympics and the music, so they wanted to bring in the cutting edge, and they brought in John Philip Sousa. He was the Kendrick Lamar of 1904. And people are like, blasphemy. So we've done this so many times, and now it's my turn. So rather than just yelling at clouds or getting a Kendrick Lamar album and trying to be hip, it's just, you just have to kind of lean into what you have in your life and kind of finish it out the best way you can, for me personally, while trying to silence the demons that are screaming in my head about how stupid this all is and how my stuff was so much better and this isn't music and this is harmful and XYZ, the same way my mom and dad did about Paul McCartney. Make any sense?
Totally makes sense. I mean, you know, I buy that. That's my thing. We always crap on younger generations because it's not ours. It's not meant to be ours. I still think it's a valid criticism to say the halftime show sucked.
Yes.
And not because of that, because
right?
that has nothing to do with my opinion, because I listen to new music, now music. Mm. I don't just get stuck in the past. He's great. Kendrick Lamar is amazing. He is an amazing talent. The energy level of that halftime show sucked all of the wind out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people on my TikTok who loved him saying this wasn't good.
I mean, he's got better songs. He's got stuff that you've got to match the energy of the event.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is supposed to be the biggest damn thing ever. And when you look at the great Super Bowl halftime shows, none of these are artists I give a crap about. But Beyonce lit it up. Bruno Mars lit it up. Prince lit it up. There are a lot of people who went out there and they matched that energy mm-hmm. level or raised it. And this brought it down. Again, forgetting quality. He's a star, man. That guy sold tens of millions of records worth of songs. He is a stud. That's not the point for me. The point is the big show, which is what you're talking about. The Super Bowl is supposed to be this. The halftime show of the Super Bowl should keep the energy high so that we don't get to halftime and go, okay, everybody, let's just chill for a little bit.
That's a really good point. I was saying, I think Sean Ono Lennon, Yoko Ono, John Lennon's son, is pretty active on Twitter, and he had a great take, which is he loves it. He loves Kendrick Lamar, one of the greatest of all time, and he basically said, but his music is, you know, lyrically, it's transcendent,
yep.
but it's not really for a Super Bowl. So he said, if you were familiar with him,
you loved it
because yes. you love him. If you're not familiar with him, he said this probably wasn't the most flattering event or venue for him because that's not really his music. He doesn't create music to be big Super Bowl music. So he said he's great. He's one of the greatest of the generation. But exactly what you said, his music's not really made to be Super Bowl music.
Right. And it kind of gets back to what you're saying, Dave. Your first point is the NFL is like the dude that used to be a regular working class guy, but he won the lottery, made a lot of money, and now he doesn't talk to anybody that he used to talk to, and all he wants to do is hang out with the other rich kids and the new people. He's new money in an old money world. That's what the NFL is. They're a bunch of chads. The whole league is a bunch of chads. That's all they want to be. They just want to be cool. And being cool in sports is not cool enough for them anymore. So now it's got to be in the celebrity level. And they got to ramp all of that stuff up. But that is what the Super Bowl is. It's a big show. The game of football is amazing. That's why for all this stuff you're talking about, Dave, I don't turn the game on until 5:37 when they're going to kick the football. Because the game is still the game. But all the other nonsense is stupid. You could not be more right. Yep. It is a joke.
But it's kind of like New Year's Eve. It's whether you want to watch the Super Bowl or not, you have to participate in it because it's happening, just like New Year's Eve did. And I guess my problem with the halftime performance is, I don't know, I mean, there were more movie stars, rock stars, and other notable celebrities than show up at the Oscars. So this was, and it was, that's because it appeals to this broad base. And what I saw the NFL do with their halftime is they went to a very narrow niche where, you know, past Super Bowl, even if you didn't like Beyonce, you knew one of her songs, you knew a beat. I knew nothing that came, a sound that came out of that man's performance yesterday. And I wasn't angry about it. It just wasn't Super Bowl worthy to me. And the NFL, I look at as the ultimate advertising agency, Kevin, and I think they failed there because if you had my generation, Dave's generation, my mom's generation, Phoebe's generation, all saying, all there together, and 80% of us were like, I don't know what's going on. Even when I don't like a country music star, I know what a Garth Brooks song. I didn't know any of that
like
last night.
I feel like the highest praise for the show that I saw and people I talked to, like 17 to 25, were like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
17 to 25. They knew the references of SZA and Serena Williams having dated Drake. They knew the whole thing about the lyrics about that song is basically, it is Kendrick Lamar calling Drake a pedophile and their whole beef, and he did it. I mean, he
also
called him that.
Don't fight your beef on the Super Bowl.
Well, but I was
saying, that's just, you're being super sized.
I know this because I looked it up.
Right.
But you know what I mean? And like I said, it's not like you. I'm not completely oblivious. Like, I drove home singing Pink Pony Club, which is even younger than Kendrick Lamar because he's been around for a while. But it felt like, okay, if you get it, you probably really got it. But if you're on the outside looking in, I had to like look up, what does that mean? Because people were even commenting on Twitter like, oh, I can't believe this happened. And I had to Google, why is it significant that this happened? I didn't get it.
Well, I mean, again, I use myself as a perfect example. If you had put Slipknot out there, I would have loved it and everybody else would have hated it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. And the fans of that particular group would be like, yeah, finally. And everybody else is going, what are we doing here? Well, and that's what just happened here.
Yeah, but you could have gone to Metallica where most of us are going to say, hey, we're not into hard rock, but I know one of those Metallica songs. Nobody knew any of that man's stuff.
I think they've done overall a pretty good job, even not because they don't cater to my favorite genre, but they've done a pretty good job putting on shows.
Would a show have been like, because like we said, Kendrick Lamar just won a bunch of Grammys for that song. And I did know the song, Not Like Us. I know that song. That was the only one I knew, but I knew it. And his style, we were saying, doesn't have like the catchy riff or hook that some of the other hip hop or rap stars have. Like his is a little bit more downbeat, lower energy. But what if it was like a duo halftime show where it's him with someone else, with like someone completely different? I don't know, like a Chris Stapleton or something.
It's just another way of saying what we've been saying now for 10 minutes. But I will give him, based on, you know, his success and what my kids say, I'll give him that he's a next level genius. Right, Andrew? You guys believe that?
Sure.
Great. So is Bob Dylan, so is Shakespeare, so is opera. I can't stand any of those.
And they wouldn't make good
Super
Bowl.
And they wouldn't make good Super Bowl.
The old Shakespeare halftime show.
It's about the vibe and the energy and not about the quality. There's no doubting Kendrick Lamar's quality. There just isn't. And anybody that sold that many records is doing something right and doing something well, even if it's not for a particular age group. That's not the question. And I think that, you know, the Super Bowl halftime show shouldn't be an inside joke. I don't know about any of the Drake stuff because I just don't care. Well, if that's a central theme in a halftime show, I don't why?
Because that's where everybody's losing their minds. Like, this is
right,
so great. He's doing it at the
this.
Super
he's
Bowl.
He's doing it. He's doing it. I'm like, great. Well, now I know what he's doing. And I'm thinking, okay, so you're doing your own personal beef on the biggest stage on the planet.
Talking about energy, and I know, like, they're not big enough to do a Super Bowl show, but I'm like, you know, the Killers could do the energy because they're from Vegas, which is why they are a big show. Because if you're going to make it in Vegas and be a standout band in Vegas from there, you have to be big energy. You have to bring a lot. And even though you could say, well, they're not near the genius of Kendrick Lamar. No, I get it. But they put on a big show and they bring a ton of energy. Beyonce, I mean, like you said, put on a big show. It just did feel a little deflating, even though he was a genius.
Fit the game though.
It matched the energy
it matched
of the
game.
Game
completely.
I gotta give Bernie all the credit in the world, and we can ask him about this later, but we just did Gas House Gang, and Bernie Miklas made the point that when they put up when everybody held up the lights that said game over at the end of halftime, they were right.
Yeah. Let me tell you guys about Universal Windows Direct, simplest client that I have. There are, six, maybe 10 decent window companies in the country. Some are very expensive. They kind of market based on, like, you can't afford these. Don't even ask how much they cost, which kind of appealed to the people that Kevin was talking about just now. And then you have the cheapy guys that always lead with the price, usually a couple hundred dollars. And, you know, you get what you get for that price range. And then Universal Windows Direct is in the middle. This is a common theme with me. Most of my clients are going to be in the middle. Get three bids are going to be in the middle. They're not going to shortchange you. They're also not going to take advantage of you. If you want a lifetime warranty and a 20-year warranty that you can pass on to someone who buys your house, if you want buy two, get two free, and if you want 36 months, same as cash on really great windows, then check out Universal Windows Direct. 314-334-2522 or universalwindowsdirect.com. Mystery. 126 DGS. Good conversation about the Super Bowl. One more thing I want to say about my little opus about the people who hated it or dying. That it's interesting to me as an observer of life and as a fixator on life, constantly overthinking things, that what I'm feeling now at my age is a lot like I have fallen in love in my life. I have had my heart broken. I have broken other people's hearts. I've had jobs I've loved. I've had jobs I hated. I've been too young to be listened to. I've been too old to be listened to. These are things that most humans experience. So the same way that my dad fell in love, and I fell in love, and you guys fell in love, and you pooped your pants or whatever it is, we all have these common experiences. And the one where you go, this isn't even music. It's just another experience that you go through at a certain age, right? Which is just fascinating to me.
I don't even think, it doesn't have to be outrage. It could be that you like rap, but Kendrick Lamar is not your favorite. It could be as simple as that, because ultimately art's subjective. So I can say, okay, for instance, now this is a band that puts on a good show, U2.
I know.
I can acknowledge that U2 is one of the greatest bands of all time. I have zero songs on any of my playlists, Spotify, because I just don't listen to them.
Same.
Would they put on a great halftime show and would I know every song? Absolutely. But I don't listen to them. Like, they're just not my style.
Yeah, I just think it's fascinating how predictable life is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know.
It we never learn from anything that happens before.
No, because had you told me at 45 that there's going to come a time when I don't know the musical artist, I'd have been like, no.
Right.
I'm a musician.
I mean, we've been
I'm always going to know them.
Yeah, we've been living the kids these days for thousands of years.
Yes.
Kids these days aren't respectful of their adults, as you said, in ancient Greece.
And the only real, like, satisfaction you get is knowing that if they live long enough, they're going to be there too.
Yes, every one of them.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Speaking of entertainers, I have a question, and I really don't know the answer to this. I probably should. But when Phoebe texted me and said, hey, I'd really like to go to Kendrick Lamar, I immediately popped up Live Nation.
Yeah.
And it and it's in June, so it's not like it's next week. Every ticket available is like 200 plus, 300 plus, mm-hmm. and the decent ones are 500 plus to see a human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does this happen? I really don't know. Do the tickets start at like 70 and then all of the brokers buy them up with AI or something?
You were looking at not the second, what's it called? the secondary market. You weren't looking at the secondary market, right? I don't know.
It just went straight to Live Nation.
That's not secondary market. Right. Yeah,
that
that's direct.
Because
I know Noah Kahan, who was like huge now when he came to the music park, all of those tickets were like $300 direct.
Well, I mean, I actually, it's crazy. I actually have
so
this.
That's the face amount.
I have this on the sheet, though. But this is why. Because we're paying pennies for songs. We're not buying CDs anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not buying records anymore. We're not buying cassette tapes anymore. The only way these people make money is in concerts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're spending, like, I might have to spend $300 to see back-to-back Metallica shows on a tour. But I've paid nothing to them direct cash in the last 20 years because I get it on Apple Music. So I'm paying for that, but that's not nearly what it. I mean, like my monthly subscription to Apple Music is what, one CD, two CDs from back in the day. Like, I feel like we're still getting a bargain as music people if you buy music, right? Because I mean, like, I get all this new stuff for whatever my monthly fee is, and I don't know what it is because we do a family thing, but it ain't much. And if the only way they have to make money is to charge more for concert seats, I'm fine with that because I would be spending more than that if I had to buy their music. If I had to go out and buy CDs and records and cassettes, I'd be spending a lot more than that. Right?
Yeah, I get your point, but I don't know that translates to the average person into, and therefore I feel okay paying $400 to go to a concert. Right.
Well, also, like newer artists,
spend
like
$500, and now I'm going to spend $400.
But that's because they have a catalog. I mean, a lot of these new guys, like Noah Kahan, had like one album, so $17.
Give them the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean,
right? You're not. You wouldn't have spent $400 on Noah Kahan
because there's nothing. Because I don't care about it. But I mean,
you couldn't even if you did care.
And who like? I do okay. I can probably afford that, but it would really hurt me
right.
to hit a button to say, give me two tickets at $450 a piece, and with handling charges, it's $1,000.
Yeah.
Like, who's out there paying this?
Well, the people that would otherwise be buying all kinds of stuff like that, right? I mean, like, we wouldn't. You and I mean, when's the last time you would have bought a record?
Yeah.
Right. So I'm saying, but like 20-year-olds are buying them all the time. Or like when we were 20, we were buying them. I still have a crazy CD collection. I've got hundreds of CDs.
It's because you belong to that Columbia Music, remember?
No, I think this is actually like
Time Life.
I'm not saying this is a good thing. I'm just saying this is the natural result of what happened with streaming music.
Well, I think it's also demand.
But we also benefit from this current system because we can get every song we want for $10 a month. Or $15 a month, or
I'm
whatever
it is. I'm only getting one into that because I'm not
right. You're getting hosed on it because you're not doing that. But right. I'm saying like the music fandom as a whole, is like okay. So I'm getting this wonderful bargain, and the downside for me is if I want to see them live, I'm going to pay through the nose.
So Andrew, you've been very quiet. You're the millennial here. So Super Bowl, Kendrick, prices.
The prices are absurd. It's why I don't go to concerts anymore, and I don't even really consider it as like an option because there's just there's no way I'm going to pay that. There's no way it would be worth it for me. There's no way I would ever consider it. I think it's a horrible travesty, and I mean, absurd is the only word I can come up with for it. You know what I mean? The game was bad, but I mean, we know that. I mean, the game was dreadful, and I thought the, you know, I'm a big fan of Kendrick Lamar, but I thought the halftime show was very unsatisfying, very underdeveloped, didn't have any big spectacle, didn't have any big excitement. He had teased like a big surprise, which I guess maybe that Serena Williams was there for 30 seconds dancing. Like,
yeah, also, let me just criticize the art of it. Without much exaggeration, if you gave me a couple weeks, I think I could have been one of his backup dancers.
Yeah, there was
like
nothing...
I didn't see a single move. Well, normally in the Super Bowl, you see backup dancers, right, you're like, wow. Right.
Well, I mean, in fairness, with that pace of music, how do you do more?
Maybe a flip or two.
Right, I mean, it's low blood pressure music. It just is. Like, it's very chill.
He was, I thought, threatening to make some interesting political statements with the American flag imagery.
Which, again, are inside
jokes.
Yeah. Which,
because, yeah, people are like, I can't believe he did that. I'm like, Googling, what did he just do?
Yeah, he didn't follow through with a lot of it. You know, when you're doing a Super Bowl halftime show, I get that it's you could argue like, he was being very subtle about it. Well, the Super Bowl halftime show is not the place for subtlety. If you want to get a message across,
if you want to
get a message across, put it on the nose and beat us over the head with it, because otherwise we're not going to get it because it's the Super Bowl halftime show.
So normally in the old days on the show, we do an hour on just the commercials. Nothing stands out to me. Did anything stand out to you guys?
I don't know, but in bigger picture, it all ties into what you described in the first segment. We actually have been convinced that we should be excited about people trying to sell us products. Like, how crazy is that?
I don't know. I mean, I know, like...
You guys, we got more stuff to sell you. Can't wait to show you. And we're all like, yay!
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just don't have the emotional bandwidth to be upset about it. But I'm like, listen, human nature, and all the systems suck. So capitalism sucks, but it doesn't suck as bad as communism. So, like, I don't know. I'm fine with that we can have a big spectacle and we can buy things. I mean, you can say it's too much. Well, maybe it is too much.
No,
but
it's
I'd
just,
rather
it's
have
just
too
silly
much
that we're
than
expected
enough.
To be basically fans of the effort to sell us stuff. Like, it's
well,
just
I
a commercial.
The effort.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine to sell us stuff. I mean, we want it, we buy it, but don't make us act like we should be happy that you're doing all this creative work
but
for
it's,
us.
It's yeah, one of two or three nights a year that are like this, where the whole world, or in our case, the whole country, is kind of focused on one thing. I get it. There were a couple of ads that held for me. I liked the Eugene Levy ad with the eyebrows. I really liked the Harrison Ford ad with the Jeep.
That was cute.
And I liked the boobs.
The booby ab was pretty booby.
Wow. Yeah.
Very, very booby.
One thing I've noticed for sure is there are way more big time stars doing commercials.
Yes.
Well, and they
that
said,
did not used to be the
but
case.
But that was actually, and that was a storyline going into this Super Bowl. They said expect to see more big time actors
right.
than you've ever
but
seen
like
before.
10, 15 years ago, a person the caliber of Harrison Ford was not going to be in a commercial. Just wasn't going to happen. It was beneath them, and it's changed. I don't know exactly why. Maybe it's because the line is blurred between movie and TVs. Because it used to be the big movie stars wouldn't do TV at all. Well, I'm not doing TV. What are you talking about?
But Tom Cruise is doing dead. Them. I mean, the movie star is a streamer and a commercial guy these days. I mean, Matthew McConaughey, I don't think they get much bigger than him.
Is he hurting for money? He's in every damn commercial
Tom
I see
Cruise
on football.
Tom Cruise was doing it. I mean,
I know this is my point.
Bradley
that's
Cooper,
a note,
John
that's a huge
Hamm.
Difference. Again, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you would never see people that level doing it.
There wasn't, this was like 20 years ago. There was an actor, and I can't remember who it was, because again, this was probably like a feature story or something, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal, that kind of broke that barrier and started doing commercials. And everyone said, oh, well, if that guy is doing it, if it's not beneath him, then it's not beneath me. And that's why you have like Jennifer Garner doing a gazillion commercials for lotion and Capital One, and then you have the biggest Hollywood stars selling makeup and lotion and banks and chips, and you never would have had that before.
No.
And I forgot who, there were one or two big names that they said once they did it, The door was open.
They only used to, a lot of them used to only do ads if it was overseas.
Mm.
They would do them in Japan or in Europe, but they would never do them here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine. I'm not judging it one way or the other. It's just a stark change.
I think I also found it odd. I don't have a problem with it. The messages are great, but it's just odd when there's like this long tearjerker black frame. Violence against women has been a scourge for, you know, as long time in memoriam. Then they're like Quicken Loans. It's just, odd.
I'm not. I get why people do it. I'm not a big fan of drawing advertisement out of serious topics. Man, it's fine. Like, I'm not saying it should be illegal or anything like that. I just don't like it. I also think it's a lot. It's very lazy a lot of times to just sell patriotism to, because everybody loves it. I mean, it's not that it works. So I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying, okay, it works. I mean, we know it works. It's obvious. It's not necessarily creative genius.
One more take, because people made a big deal out of Donald Trump getting cheered and booed and Taylor Swift getting booed. Like, don't you think that in our current society, I don't know what it would have been like in 1944, but in our current society, if you are at that level as a politician or a celebrity, you're going to get booed. Mm-hmm. I mean, just when you're that huge.
Well, and also the crowd had way more Eagles fans. So with Eagles fans, I think Taylor Swift had once said that she was like a Philadelphia fan and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to boo her because she represents the Chiefs. Also,
she's a traitor.
Eagles fans booed Santa Claus.
Yeah.
They booed Santa Claus. They're Eagles fans. Eagles fans don't cheer for anyone.
We were talking about that earlier. I'm like, I didn't see any of the booing thing in real time. I don't know if I wasn't paying attention or whatever. And I saw the big buzz and somebody was like, you know what? I think they're talking about Trump's thing about Taylor Swift got booed and like the world is healing or something. Like, no, Eagles fans are there. They boo everybody.
Eagles fans booed Santa Claus.
I'm promising you, the Eagles fans booed Donald Trump too. Like, they boo everybody.
They throw batteries.
They were booing this current team of players a month ago. I mean, like, that's what they do. That's
they burn down their city whether they win or lose. Someone goes, man, that Philadelphia police scanner tonight's going to be lit.
Oh, man.
It's just Eagles fans. And they should boo her because she's, you know, representing their opponents.
Well, yes, that's fine. Like, it's all in a rivalry. But I think we should be booing more people.
You think Travis Kelce's done?
I think he should be.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that, like, in a judgmental way. I just don't think he's the player that he used to be.
Mm-hmm. And he played at such a high level.
And he's playing a very demanding physical position, right? I mean, like, he's getting a beating on it. Because if he's not out running a route, he's blocking. And what's he now, 35?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty old for a tight end in the National Football League.
Why did John Hamm announce the Chiefs and not like we were saying, all the Kansas City stars? Is it Jason Sudeikis or whatever is from Kansas City? But like, why John Hamm?
That was really weird.
I didn't get it.
I guess he's the biggest guy out of Missouri right now.
I guess, but I mean, like, he's from St. Louis. And first of all, I don't care. He can do whatever he wants. My question was not about whether he should do it. But I bet you Chiefs fans were like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We got all kinds of famous people from Kansas City, and you gave us a St. Louis guy?
Yeah, I thought the same thing when I saw that. But then I thought, well, maybe they're trying to do the male heartthrob thing with Bradley Cooper, because he's legit Philly, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been, like, longtime guy that goes down on the sidelines and all that kind of stuff.
It was weird.
But, I mean, like, I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't know John Hamm, but I would go out on a limb that he probably was a Rams fan for a long time.
I know.
And like, all of a sudden, no, let's go Chiefs.
It's just that there
are. I'm not blaming him at all. Yeah, if I were invited to do it, I would do it too. I'm just saying, if I were a Kansas City fan, I'd be like, man, we got famous people from Kansas City too.
One more thing. Did you guys see the Lady Gaga thing at the very beginning?
Mm-hmm. It was so good.
That's the kind of thing I would typically hate. And I thought it was so well done.
Yes.
Except leave Tom Brady's ass out of it, and Michael Strahan, and it's very, again, I'm using the word performative, but it's very, just like, no.
The slow walking down the street.
Yes, it's enough that Lady Gaga's on Bourbon Street.
But wasn't she
phenomenal?
So good.
Phenomenal.
They were saying that that was the performance of the night. She was so good, and John Baptiste is amazing too. But man, was Lady Gaga good in
that.
What
did she do?
So before the beginning of the game, they had this long drone shot of this big crowd in Bourbon Street, and it's Lady Gaga with a band and sitting at a piano, and she sang this very emotional song, which I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
For the people who lost their
you.
Lives.
Yeah, I got you.
But then also at the same time, they did like the Sharks and the Jets, where they were just like slow walking down an alley, you know, and Michael Strahan. It's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Not great.
I don't want to see Jimmy Johnson.
See, this is why I tune in at exactly 5:37.
Yeah. I tuned in at 5.
Yeah.
Thinking I'd miss most of it, and I didn't.
No, 5:37, dude. That's when they're kicking the ball.
Tell you guys about First Missouri Credit Union. I kind of do the same live all the time, but it kind of is what it is. Yeah, you know what a bank is. You know what a credit union is. But to put a tiny bit finer point on it, because I belong to a bank half for 30 years, and not changing that, they serve a purpose. But if you want a financial institution that's a little more laid back, a lot more laid back, a little cooler, kind of like your cool uncle that, you know, drives the Corvette, they're going to say yes to you more often when it comes to loans. They'll give you a signature loan, which is just what it sounds like. Hey, I'm an owner of this credit union, which you are. If you put $25 in a checking account, you're now an owner, and I need $5,000 because I blew my engine and I don't have any collateral. They're not going to make stupid loans, but they're going to try to say yes. When you do borrow money, they're going to give you a better interest rate than banks, and when you put your money in your checking account at First Missouri, you're going to get 4.27% up to $100,000. Call 314-544-5050 or the number one stmocu.org.
Lying beside you here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere.
So this was kind of cool over the weekend. I've been seeing this new, I get so jealous. Wheeler can, he can just go into a new series.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't. I just play around with it. I can't commit. I can't even watch the first episode. So I've been seeing The Pitt, P-I-T-T, the medical show with Noah Wiley.
Susan loves it.
Oh, good. Me too.
Yeah.
So I watched all the episodes over the weekend. And what I thought was so interesting, the little side note, Noah Wiley from ER,
yeah,
Dr. John Carter, that what he wanted to do was to do a real sequel to ER, where he's Dr. John Carter, but he's 53 years old. They're going to bring George Clooney back and all of these people were going to make, you know, cameos. But Michael Crichton was the original writer of ER. And the story is that his widow heard about it and said, you need to pay me $5 million if you're going to do an ER reboot. And so they just kind of almost tongue in cheek, like his name is Dr. Rabinowitz, but he's so completely John Carter. Like it just,
I didn't know that backstory.
Yeah. Which I think makes it even, and I didn't watch 24, the series.
Oh.
But this one is the same. Like, it's going to be like 12 episodes, which will cover 12 real-time hours.
Oh, that's actually cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, it started at 7 in the morning.
Gotcha.
And it's up to about 11, I guess. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And that's kind of cool. And it's supposed to be the most realistic medical drama of all time. And they show everything. They have really good effects.
Oh.
Really good. Isn't that amazing? Like, at some point, they're fixing someone's compound fracture of their ankle. And you see them. You see them pull it out and all this stuff. I know that that's not, I know they're not really doing that. Like our brains are easily fooled.
Oh, yeah.
I think, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. It's why special effects work so well.
Yeah. Even to giving shots.
But congratulations. You got a new show.
I do. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. That one's supposed to be really good.
I should try it more often.
You should.
I should be more adventurous. That's pretty bad. When in your life, your level of adventurism is trying a new Netflix show.
I might want, now that you mentioned 24, I might want to go back and watch like the first season to see how it holds up.
It's
that was a great show.
It's a wild ride, man.
Yeah.
24 is a wild. Jack Bauer tortures a lot of people.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. Jack Bauer
was very tortury.
He tortures his friends. He tortures his enemies. He tortures people he knows. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot of torture.
Yeah. It was very, he was very.
Was that network?
Oh, yeah.
It was
Fox.
On Fox. Yeah.
But it was like real edgy for its time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's edgy for now.
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and find out. I haven't
watched
what
was he trying to find out?
Nobody told him anything.
Well, no, he's trying to prevent like a huge nuclear attack or something.
It's always terrorists.
Yeah, it's always something bad.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.